to Dirt Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. And once again, if you didn't hear the first or second hour, Logan is now married. Logan and Bo got married in Nicaragua. Photos for your visual pleasure. Beautiful photographs of the event there for you on our Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. And the other big event this week is going to be the vote in Dallas about the fluoride issue. So those of you who haven't gotten the newsletter about it, go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter's in the archives. Click on the newsletter button and go down to the bottom and find the little paragraph there that talks about where you send an email into City Hall to get to the city councilman in Dallas. And send a note in, wherever you are in the country, doesn't matter, because everybody should be interested in the quality of water in general. And if Dallas can pull this off, stop using this additional amount of fluoride to what is already there naturally, this additional amount being a toxic industrial waste product, an acid, it's a big deal to get it changed, not spend the million plus dollars that has been being spent to do it anymore. And that vote is coming up this Wednesday, so your help would be appreciated there. The website for you is dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter is free for anybody, and all you have to do is sign up for it. You can sign up for it right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. But if you're not currently a member, you can see that latest newsletter by just going to the archives, like I said. Let's see what else we need to do before we go to the phone. Cell phone number is 866-444-3478. There are several ways to get more information about this natural organic approach. The newsletter is just one of those things. We've got about 15 books there covered on the website. You can go in and take a look at those. They're available through the usual channels, including by email to the regular places that sell books, of course. Some of the bookstores, there's not very many bookstores left out there, but the bookstores that are still around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area have a pretty good selection of my books. They'll have about, six or seven out of the 15. There's a couple of them that are the really, really old ones would be hard to find in the stores, but most of them are available online for you. There's a bunch of YouTube stuff, Facebook, a lot of activity like I've already been mentioning. You can see the wedding information, Logan and Bo there. You can see kind of an interesting memo that I got from A&M. They sent out a publication, a newsletter of sorts to folks warning about a particular broadleaf herbicide that looks like the name looks like it's similar to clopyralid, which has been around a long time. We've been warning people about it and picloram for numerous years. And this looks like a similar chemical to it, and they're warning people about the fact that it's more recalcitrant than is good, and can cause some problems in a lot of ways. And I was, was glad to see that they did that. I don't know if that was one person or one little group in A&M, or the whole bunch is starting to come around to telling people about the dangers of these things that we've been recommending against for a long time. Let's see what else. I think that's it. Let's go to the phones. Roberto in Plano next up. Hi, Roberto.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Howard?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So I've been listening to your show for about 4 or 5 years now. Mm-hmm. when I bought my house, so I was organic from the start. I have a question with my St. Augustine lawn, which is about 2,000 square feet, the backyard. It's full sun, but there's about a 500 square foot area that I've been fighting Dallas grass for a long time, and I've pretty much minimized it. Mm-hmm. But what's happened is that now in the winter, it's all nice and green with winter grass and some dormant Bermuda that kind of took over.
Okay.
So I want to be aggressive and get the St. Augustine to take over, you know, while I still pull out some Dallas grass if I see any, right, manually. What is the correct order? Should I do anything with the winter grass? And then I heard that it's a good time to fertilize now, which you mentioned earlier in the show.
Right.
And then also, last year there was a patch that I just kind of cleared all out of weeds and everything in Bermuda, and I put in some compost mix that had green sand and lava sand in it.
Okay, good.
And that really, the St. Augustine took over. But I did that back in August, and I didn't have time to do any more of it, to get the same effect. So,
well, it is a good time to do more of it, and it is a good time to get rid of that winter grass, because the winter grass is being competitive to the St. Augustine grass, and it will get worse in the spring as they both try to grow at the same time.
Okay, so eliminate it. Okay.
Yeah, if you can spray it now with vinegar mixtures, one of the vinegar herbicides or one of the fatty acid products, the natural herbicides, doesn't matter which one you use, it won't hurt the St. Augustine grass, but it will kill the green foliage. It would have been better if you'd have done it a little earlier in the year when the green winter grasses were a little smaller. So at this point, you may have sprayed a couple of times to get really good kill. That leaves the window open for your St. Augustine grass. You might want to buy a little bit more if you've got some areas where there's not any St. Augustine there at all, and plug in some new spots so it really starts taking off in the early spring.
Okay, so spray the vinegar first, let that stuff die, then come in and put in my fertilizer, and then put in the compost mix?
That'd be fine, sure. You can do those things any time or at the same time.
All three of those, or just the last two?
No, you can do it all if you want to. It's a matter of time and economics. The compost and the organic fertilizer used together are not going to compete. They're just going to work together hand in hand. The organic herbicides, don't really affect the fertilizer one way or another. They're just that organic fertilizer is just going to kill that green tissue of those winter grasses that you want to get rid of because of the competition.
Okay. The question on the vinegar, because you mentioned that it would have been better to start earlier, but as you know, today's like been the sunniest day we've had in the last, 2 or 3 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I say earlier, the ideal time for that usually, Roberto, that you may want to mark on your calendar for next year is usually sometime between Christmas and New Year's. That's when those winter grasses are there, but they're very small, and so you can kill them easily. That's the only difference.
Okay. Do you need sunlight and a certain temperature for the vinegar to work?
It tends to work better when it's sunny and warmish. Yeah, it sure does.
Warmish meaning over 50 or?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, summer type weather, but if it's warm, it's going to work better. It's just going to get into the tissue and burn the tissue easier.
Okay. What is the latest thought about the 20% vinegar?
Well, that's an interesting question, because what he's referring to for everybody is that I've in the past been negative about 20% vinegar because it's too strong. If you spill it on yourself or get a big breath of it, it's not that nice. But the one organic vinegar that's on the market, and it came from the Fleshman's Vinegar Company, is a 20% vinegar. So I've kind of softened my position on it some, because a lot of people want to use an organic, certified product, and that's the only one out there. If you're just going to buy generic vinegar, though, I'd buy one of the, it's kind of a pickling vinegar, really, 8 to 10%, and use it maybe more than once because it's so much more cost effective and it works very well. But if you want to use 20%, that's okay. Just be real careful with it.
Well, thanks again, and thanks for what all you do for all your listeners.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Roberto. Let's go to Houston. Brian, hang on a minute. Let's talk when we get back so we won't be rushing it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And we'll talk about gardening or pest control, whatever you want to talk about right after this.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we were about to go to Houston and talk to Brian. Hello, Brian.
How we doing, sir?
Doing well. What's up?
Good. Well, thanks for giving me some more time. I got to pour my hot tea that I just
there you go. Good.
From my garden. So, hey, so I've got two questions, and they're completely different. The first one is, I do citrus in huge containers, 20 gallons. I put them all on the patio. Well, this time of year, I bring them in and do a lot of maintenance. Now, first, I'm very cautious about the dirt that I use. As a matter of fact, I use John Ferguson's formula from his little place.
Yeah, John makes good stuff. Good.
So, what my thing is, because these are 20-gallon containers, they're tough to move when it freezes because some of these don't do well anywhere near the mid-30s because they're such tropical citrus that I use. So what's your thought? And I am 100% organic guy of taking big chunks of styrofoam at the bottom of some of these and just putting it down there. I know it's a petroleum-based product, but it's recycled styrofoam at the bottom of some of these 20-gallon containers. And, I mean, am I going to get – I mean, what are the drawbacks? What are the cons here?
I kind of like your idea, Brian. I tell you, the first person that ever gave me a tip along those lines was an engineer that I met 30 years ago maybe, or longer, who was an excellent orchid grower. And I went to see him. Somebody had recommended him, and I went to see him. He had a pretty big greenhouse in his backyard, and he was growing orchids and selling them commercially. And what he was doing was similar to what you're talking about. He was putting styrofoam peanuts in the bottom of the containers, and then he was topping that with lava gravel. And so he was actually growing the orchids, you know, in the lava gravel. That they're grown in a lot of different things, bark and various things, not so much soil. And he had come up with it because, being an engineer, he got to thinking about the cation exchange capacity and just the physical sites that are in a piece of lava, you know, all those holes and and crevices and everything, all the place where exchangeable sites can be and nutrients can be kept and all that stuff. He didn't even understand paramagnetism, didn't make any difference one way or the other. He just realized that the lava worked. And the weight reduction of cutting each pot half in two helped him with his shipping costs and all that. And his production on the orchids was fantastic. So what you're thinking about doing is just on a larger pot. And I kind of like the idea.
Okay. So I have the Dirt Doctor approval if I choose to do this.
If you got any negativity from it for your plants at all, there's a it might pull some, you know, some things like fluoride or chlorine or some, you know, things that we wouldn't necessarily want that much out of the styrofoam. But I think that'd be very, very minimal, and I don't think it'd be a problem at all.
Well, I'll try it. I've got 13 different crazy ones that I won't put them in the ground. Let me put it like that. And yeah. So I'll try it with one or two, and I'll just try my little experiment. Okay.
Yeah.
Next
do
thing.
It and take some pictures if you would. I'd like to see what you're doing, see how it works out.
Right. Got it. So here's my next thing. Mm-hmm. You're real big on Facebook, and I follow your website. I send links to people all the time.
Well, thanks.
But I do it in these. You know, there's some people that are heavily against organics. I don't have to convince you.
Right.
So, but what I was going to tell you is I send them links via Twitter because there's just misinformation out there. I saw somebody it was an organic website that said you had to spray fungicide on all the toadstools that were coming up after rain because your dogs were going to eat the toadstools. Mm-hmm. And I just went back and forth with these guys. Well, y'all are crazy. You know, I sent links left and right, and I'd love to see you out there on Twitter because you'd be able to snap a picture, write a minimum number of characters, and then just go on your way. Plus,
we're on Twitter, but I'm just not very active on it. It's a matter of time. You know, if I stayed on Twitter and answered everything, which I'm already answering, and then the stuff that I'm not getting to fast enough, there's not enough hours in the day.
Right.
We're working on a new website that's taking 10 times longer to get finished than we had hoped. And when it's all done, it's going to be easier for me to do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, that whole deal. And hopefully we can get somebody helping us on a regular basis to keep that communication out there. It's just a time situation with Twitter.
I get it. That's the reason I went to over Facebook was the time. It just was easier for me to kind of just, and I follow all kinds of people from all kinds of interests I have.
Well, one of the problems with Twitter with me is that answering some of the questions or putting, you know, posts up that I need to put up takes a whole lot more words than Twitter will let you do. So.
Yep. And that is a drawback. And my only thing would be is taking the link to Facebook where you're able to do that and just put the link in Twitter and go boom.
Mm-hmm. That's
on your way.
I see you're using iHeartRadio. How does that work exactly with listening to our show?
So I go through 660, I mean it's live. I podcast your shows in the vehicle because I do a lot of traffic time, and so the nice thing about podcasting is when I do long road trips, I can catch a full 3-hour show if I miss your show here on Sundays. Sometimes I get lower reception with the app that I have on my phone. If I try to go via app, so I either podcast or 660, that's just feedback on what I use.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for the input and, keep us posted on your experiment there with the, reduced weight pots.
I will. Are you going to make it to Houston this year?
I hope so. Hope we get a new station going there. There's some things, you know, bubbling around, so we'll keep you posted.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Brian. Let's see. Well, we probably need to take a break here, and then we'll jump back on the lines. Open line for you right now at 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter's free. Just sign up for it or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard back, 866-444-3478. Justin and Rowlett's next up. Hey, Justin.
Hello, hello, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's up?
I've got to replace some trees out in front of a business, and it's got to conform to the Rowlett tree code, you know, the specific trees that can go in.
Right.
What I'm looking for is a tree that grows slowly and not very leafy, because the trees that were there before blocked the signs and whatnot out front, made it kind of hard to see the business going on there. So trying to find a tree that's not going to block the business off. So any suggestions? I do have the list of trees that they require. I don't know if that would help you.
Yeah, run through them real fast.
Let me get it pulled. I'm driving here. Hang on. So there's the list of ornamental trees. There's actually a whole lot of them. There's aristocrat pear.
Bad.
Arizona cypress.
Okay.
Bumelia.
Hard to find. Not great.
Yeah. there's a whole long list.
Okay.
Cherry.
That's okay.
Cherry laurel. Crab apple, crepe myrtle, desert willow, elderica pine.
Tell you what you do.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Why don't you send? Is there any way you could email me that list?
I should be able to, or at least a link to it. I could probably take a screenshot of it on my phone here and email it.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and I'll put something on Facebook about the whole thing. I think other people might be interested in that. Cities do weird things with trees. They recommend a list of trees like you were going through there that have some real good native recommendations, and then some stuff that are introduced trees that aren't, you know, good choices at all. Your question about what is a tree that's not too leafy so it won't block the signs is kind of tough, because any tree is going to be blocking as far as visually, you know, seeing right through it. One of the most open of the bunch you mentioned so far there was desert willow. It's a real kind of light, wispy tree. It's native to North Texas. I like it a lot. Some people don't. Some people think it looks like a big weedy kind of thing, but it has flowers all summer, and it's a very low water requirement tree.
Does it grow slowly?
Yeah, pretty slowly, and doesn't get real big. But that is sometimes a bigger problem than a tree that gets big, and you can have the limbs trimmed up in a, you know, kind of a regular way and not an artificial look, and be able to see under them. The trees that are smaller, that are ornamental trees, like Mexican plum would be a great choice, or Mexican buckeye would be a great choice, but they tend to have foliage that's lower down than a shade tree, like a red oak, live oak, cedar elm, or something like that, that could be trimmed up and you could see under the tree. So the slow growing and the lacy look, open look, probably desert willow is going to be hard to beat.
Okay. Well, I'll look into that, and I'll see if I can get this list over to you, maybe get another suggestion off of the list here, because there's an awful lot of them here.
Yeah, it sounded like it. One that you mentioned that I wouldn't recommend planting in this part of the world at all because it's a desert tree is the Mondale pine or Afghan pine or Elderica pine. Those are all the same tree. And they do pretty well in West Texas or in a desert condition, but where they're getting irrigated, they tend to develop some problems and punch out on you, and not a good investment.
Yeah, and I don't think it's in the irrigated area either. I think it's kind of just a grassy area that's in front of the, you know, along the sidewalk and whatnot. I don't think there's even sprinklers out there for the area that the trees would go in.
Well, take a look at desert willow. Take a look at the Texas ash, which is the same as white ash that'll grow just about anywhere in the United States. And send me the list, and I'll see if I see anything else, and we'll give you some other tips if I can come up with them.
Okay. I appreciate it, Howard. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. And we've got open lines all of a sudden. If you want to jump on here, it's going to give me an opportunity to do something I wanted to do. But the open line is 866-444-3478. We've got Judy and I are doing something a little bit different than we've done in the past years. We're actually seeing a bunch of the movies that are being or have been nominated for the Academy Awards. And I wanted to give you a little heads up on a couple of things. Some of them are terrific. We saw one of them last night. And see if I can find I just printed out something here. It printed out more pages than I was interested in. But the best picture category is pretty cool this year. Top of the list, American Sniper. Those of you that have seen it know what I'm talking about. Those of you who haven't seen it need to see it. It's really, really good. Bradley Cooper, just incredible as Kyle. And I think that, you know, no matter how you feel about wars or anything else like that, that wasn't the point of the movie. It's a character study, and it is really, really good. Whether it wins or not, I don't know, but it's definitely worth seeing. And then the next one's 180 degrees of it. Birdman is one that we have seen, and it's the most bizarre movie I've ever seen in my life. It's one of my favorite actors. It's Keaton, and he's great, but, man, I didn't quite get it. But take it or leave it if you want to. Check it out, okay, but it's not high on my list. Boyhood, very interesting for people to see. from the standpoint that it broke ground on how to make a movie. They actually used the same actors for 12 years and reshot, you know, over a 12-year period, shot a little bit of the movie every year. And that's fascinating. Other than that, the story's kind of boring to me. It won the Golden Globes. Whether it'll win here or not, I don't know, but I wouldn't vote for it. We saw the Grand Budapest Hotel last night, and it's interesting. It is a colorful, artsy movie that I definitely would recommend that you see. Whiplash has been nominated. I heard great things about it. We haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen The Theory of Everything yet, and that's the story, you know, about genius, you know, that is in the wheelchair now and all that stuff. And I'm certainly want to see it, as well as Selma. Haven't seen that yet. But also one that I recommend that you don't miss that's terrific is The Imitation Game. The Imitation Game is about the fella that broke the code that the Germans had called Enigma and helped us win World War II. And in the process of breaking the code, he came up with the design of the first computer. He's the guy that did it. And a fascinating story. It's kind of sad. He was a very unusual character, and I thought that Cumberbatch did just a fantastic job, but really, really good movie and worth seeing. I've heard a story, and I'll tell you about it so you can look into it a little bit more, that's not in the movie. In developing this codebreaker for Enigma and helping us win the war, like I said, what he actually created, designed and created and built was the first working computer. And Steve Jobs, you know, the Apple, original Apple guy and the one that got the whole company where it was, no longer alive, but he was a big fan of this guy that actually did that. And the logo for Apple is what you know is an apple that has a bite out of it. Well, this guy in real life killed himself, and he killed himself with cyanide. And the way he killed himself with cyanide was the cyanide was on an apple, and he took one bite. And that's where supposedly the logo came from. That's not in the movie. That's just a little side thing for you to take a look at. Some of the other shows, we saw Wild, which is nominated. Reese Witherspoon's nominated for, I guess, lead actor, but it's okay. It's a very interesting story. Her makeup looked good through the entire trek of traveling the entire distance of California. It was the only thing that kind of caught my interest. My favorite movie so far, though, did not get nominated, and so I recommend you take a look at it. It's called The Judge, and it is just incredible. Judy and I both agree that everybody in the movie is good. The small parts as well as the big parts. The big parts are Robert Duvall and Iron Man, whatever his name is. Draw blank for right now. But anyway, that's just a quick run through of the current situation of seeing the movies that are up for Academy Awards. Here's Kay in Maybank, Texas. Hey, Kay.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Doing great.
I used corn gluten meal on two raised beds. One of them I have strawberries planted. The other I have garlic. Neither bed is full. Can I plant some seeds there now?
How long ago did you do it, Kay?
In October.
Shouldn't be a problem at all. You've got to hit... the corn gluten meal has to hit the seed bed within, you know, some people will say 6 weeks and some people will say 3 weeks, but you're way outside both of those. So
okay.
I don't think it'd be a problem at all.
Yeah, I used wheat straw to cover the beds, and I've got plenty of wheat coming up.
Okay.
I thought it was okay.
Well, that's a good indication right there. So, yeah, go for it.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Corn gluten meal will give you a great benefit for fertilizer, no matter what the timing is, no matter when you use it. But if you want it to have, I was talking to Doyce earlier in the show off the air about the timing. If the timing is not such that the corn gluten meal goes out just before, some weeks before the germination, it will have dissipated, been complexed in the soil, and not have that herbicidal ability anymore at all. It'll still function well as an organic fertilizer, but it's not going to have that herbicidal effect. One of the best things to do, and it's appropriate time-wise for you right now, those of you that are going to plant onion transplants, when you do your bed, plant your onion transplants, you use corn gluten meal around them. It'll fertilize your little onions to get off and start growing really well now or in later in February, and keep the weeds down too. I'll be back.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, is Howard's newest book. Howard explains in detail how to establish and maintain lawns, covering, planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. This book explains an easier, less expensive, and less water-intensive program than using conventional lawn care. Have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. Get more information or order this great book today by going to Howard Garrett Books on DirtDoctor.com.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Somebody called in, Matt said, and asked about where to get that free sample of the garlic product, the Kyolic. Well, all you do is call this number, 1-800-421-2998, and ask for the free Kyolic that was being talked about on the Dirt Doctor show. 1-800-421-2998. Free sample of Kyolic garlic product. The actor, I couldn't think of the name of, Robert Downey Jr., was in the movie The Judge with Robert Duvall. Very bizarre to me. I was just looking at the nominations across the board, and they didn't get anything for that movie. And, man, it is terrific. The acting is just excellent with everybody in that movie. There are some other good ones that aren't up for the movie. One of them is Foxcatcher. Steve Carell, you know, the comic, plays a serious role, and he's unbelievably good. It's just worth it to see his he's a bizarre character, but really, really good. Like I said, Michael Keaton in Birdman, that's the one I don't get at all. Bradley Cooper just does a fantastic job in American Sniper, and a bunch of other people. So we'll talk about that more as it gets closer to the time. It's unusual for us, for one reason I want to bring it up. One, there's some wonderful movies, a bunch of them out there right now, and the other is that we've seen some of them for a change. Adrian in Dallas is next up. Hey, Adrian.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, the question I have is, I have an area in my backyard that every year I've had to resod, and to describe how large it is, it takes about 45 pieces of the St. Augustine grass. Problem is, I've raised hunting dogs, and I have three English setters. And then the grass gets destroyed every year. Is there anything that you can plant, even a weed that doesn't grow really tall, or you could trim it down, that you could put in that area? I'm not concerned about cosmetics anymore.
Yes, Adrian. It's something I answer for people a lot, and it's called concrete.
Well, I know, but then the whole backyard would be concrete. I'm in the city, and the half the yard is a swimming pool. And I was just trying to have something softer. I can't put gravel in. They'll kick it in the pool.
No, gravel's the worst thing you can do. No, concrete's the answer, and you don't need to concrete the whole backyard. You concrete an area that's large enough for the dogs to be in as a dog run while you're not there with them. And then when you're there, and put a chain link fence to hold them in, real simple thing. Smooth concrete's good for their pads, wears their toenails off, easy to clean, all that. And then you open the gate and let them out into the turf area that you won't have to plant now, but one more time by keeping the dogs out. If you let the dogs out on grass, they will destroy it every year. It's a given. So unless you want to just keep replanting every year, which I wouldn't want to do, put them in a dog run, and you don't need a large dog run, really. They're fine there while you're not around. And then when you're there, let them out, let them have the run of the place, and they won't destroy things and can enjoy healthy grass and beds with mulch in them and things like that.
Yeah, I've given up on the Japanese maples and all the flowers, et cetera, not with hunting dogs. That doesn't work.
Now, the dog run is the key. It really is the secret, and it works very well. It's what I do. It's what I've designed for many, many residential properties, and I used to make the dog runs a lot larger. I thought it'd be better for the animals, and finally a vet told me one day, said, you know, you're wasting money and space by doing that. The dogs just need large enough place to walk around, lay down, and a place for water and food. They do not need big area while you're not with them.
I thought they needed something softer on their paws, but I guess not.
Well, you can put some pillows in there if you want to have that. My dogs my dogs have pillows in the dog run, and I'm always curious that about half the time when I see them, they're laying on the concrete, and half the time they're laying on the pillows. So it's kind of 6-1, half a dozen of another. One of my friends that was into the hunting dog called Vishula. He had a dog run that I designed for him that was all concrete and didn't have any pillows in there at all, and they stayed just perfectly healthy and content all the time.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. I didn't feel like resodding again this year.
Well, you have to do it one last time, and if you do the dog run, that ought to be the last time you have to do it.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that's a common question. We get it a lot. People say, well, they're running against the fence line. They wear the grass out there. They're laying down in this area. They wear the grass out. Yeah, and that'll happen 100% of the time. They're going to do that if you allow them to do it. So don't think that you're being inhumane or anything. You're really giving them a better cleaner environment. It helps their feet. And then when you're with them, you know, they're all excited and get to come out with you. But when you're there, they don't have that nervousness about going back and forth and laying and doing the damage in the same place all the time and screwing up the landscaping. So you can have both. You can have, believe me, we've had as many as, you know, four dogs at one time. And we made the mistake of doing gravel dog runs for one time. That's worse. That's worse than anything you can possibly do. It's just a messy deal, and maintenance and everything else. But smooth brush concrete, real smooth, is good. Easy, sloped a little bit, easy to clean. And chain link fence, paint the chain link fence black. It disappears, looks like wrought iron. Dogs will be happy. You'll be happy. Landscape will be happy. Everything is good. Well, I've enjoyed being with you today. I hope you take some time to enjoy the pretty weather we're having here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area anyway. And, of course, as you work on your gardens, don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you next time.